Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. What are we all about? Well, millions of people a year fall prey to internet scammers. The most common ones are the romance scammers. Primarily from Nigeria and Ghana, they prey on innocent people, promising relationships and love, looking for money in return. The result of this is people losing their life savings and, in some sad cases, their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons. But what we do, we scam them back. They want money? Well, they'll have to write porn to us, they're going to have to listen and like our awful poetry we write to them, and then put up with our general nonsense before they get one red American cent, which they ain't never going to see. So join Davin, myself Joe Curry, and the lovely Pip Helix for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, thinks he might have hammed it or porked it up too much with his Chinese when speaking to Mavis. And have Davin and Joe taken things too far with Agnes and Mavis? Meanwhile, is Pip the Eeyore of the internet? More importantly, does she let out the hurricane holler if she ever took it in the rear? So listen and enjoy!
So we're having a conversation outside about the nonsense that Joe and I have created. And Joe actually revealed something to us today. I'm going to share it with the listeners. Joe's actually a little upset that Mavis did not respond.
Yes.
He thinks maybe he went too far with the ting tong ping mong.
I wrote it, you know, like I said, I hammed it up with the Chinese. And right before I left the house.
Hammed it up with the Chinese. Yeah, you guys just tickling each other, pinching and carousing. You hammed it up with them. That's what you're doing, Joe.
You should have just stuck with the lo mein.
And like I said, she said, I want to hear from you every day and this, that, the other day. I didn't get a chance to get back to her because I wanted to let her think that I'm still having problems. And I got back to her. I figured she'd get right back to me. I saw nothing. I was a little upset.
Sometimes I go, you know, I will be honest. I race to my Facebook every morning,
I
hoping
know.
There's a little inbox. Sometimes it's 4. I look at the clock at night. It's like 4 a.m. our time. I'm like, you know, I really should go down to the computer because Agnes might be up.
I'll be frank with you. I go on, man, and I don't see something tomorrow. I'm going to be a little upset.
I know.
Well, Joe, yeah, listen, these romances are very fickle. I think it's going to be okay.
I hope so. I mean, I still am leaving a lot of bait out there with a lot of money to be had.
Well, you know,
yes,
she is
but
in
you're becoming a little bit of a burden.
Yeah, I know, but there's there's a big inheritance and ten grand from an embezzlement, so there, you know, it's worth the stick.
Listen, where I am, as you will see in our relationship, I mean, I'm pushing too. I might be too far. If I didn't do the divorce thing, it would have been like another month of flowery bullshit.
Yes, mm-hmm.
For the sake of the show.
Yeah,
I had to move it along.
We got to get off the pot here.
You may have thrown yourself on the sword, but
listen, if the bit dies, the bit dies.
Yeah,
there'll be more.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very lovable.
As long as you guys have email addresses, I'm sure there'll be more.
As long as we're not as boring as your alter ego, we'll be fine.
Oh, no.
Scott Walker's a zilch.
Mr. Milktoast.
Scott Walker needs to go.
I'm so lonely.
You're the Eeyore of the internet.
Nobody will scam me.
Gee, Mavis, why don't you love me?
Why won't you scam me?
Oh, by the way,
what?
I forgot I should add this. So I read this thing, then I'll read to you what I wrote.
Yeah.
But William Tuttle made a reappearance, my alter ego.
Did he now?
I sent, and I won't read it now until I get a response, because I have not gotten a response. But William Tuttle said a hello after a month and a half. You know, let's see. You know, William Tuttle, you know, he's not above taking a rebound. Maybe a rebound of Mavis. Maybe a rebound of Angus.
You know what?
Tuttle.
William Tuttle, my Nigerian alter ego.
Oh, that's great.
So she's not responded to... So she might be out of money. Remember, there is the possibility that we have let her drive. There is that possibility.
In mind and wallet.
Yes.
And spirit. Come on. She's got to be like 2.5. See, but that's the thing.
This is a long ride for
She's
no
been
money.
In with me for 2.5 months. This is longer than most of my relationships in real life, by the way.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Of course, there I usually just fuck them and it's over for various reasons. But yeah, I mean, she's been investing this, and now I'm falling apart.
Yes,
and I'm trying to lean on her,
and she's just like, I can't.
So this
is too much.
This is what I write to Agnes.
Angus
Young. Babe, I do not understand. If your money is running low, then leave your number with me, and I will call you. Maybe it will be that's a song. It'll be much too expensive for you to call me. If your friend could just leave the phone with you, I will call you. Agnes, I need you now more than ever. I need you now. You were right. We can write scripts and I can do comedy. The money will be there for us. It is just going to take a bit longer than I thought. Babe, please don't go away now. These are my darkest times, and while I understand you can't afford to go to the cafe every day, please allow me to call you. Agnes, I love you, and you are my reason to get through this relentless hurricane of hurt that I am currently sailing in.
This relentless hurricane of hurt.
I like that. This relentless hurricane of hurt. I like this.
Relentless hurricane of hurt.
Right?
But the hippo hurricane holler. Sorry.
What?
You know,
the hippo hurricane holler?
You don't remember
you don't
the hippo hurricane holler?
Oh, he's youngin'.
I know.
That's why I keep you guys around.
I know.
That was Peter Potamus and So-So. He used to have the hippo hurricane holler.
So
he spoke Chinese too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his
the hippo hurricane holler. Yeah,
that was his muse.
Yeah, that's how he would propel, like, to get to one place to another. He would
that's how a hurricane propelled himself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the hippo.
The hippo hurricane holler.
Well, he had a boat that had a balloon.
Yeah, and he would fly
was
with
this
his...
a cartoon?
Yeah.
No, we took a tab of acid last week, stupid. No.
It was a mass hallucination.
I went to Africa and there was this hippo. It was the wildest shit.
Joe and I had a hallucination together.
No, like a popular Warner Brothers cartoon or something.
It was
Hanna-Barbera.
That's what I meant. Okay.
Yeah.
Hanna-Barbera.
Can I get back to my love?
Okay. Yes. You believe a hippo in a boat with a
no, it was a fucking slip of the tongue.
Yeah, I know.
Come Jeez. On. I'm pouring out my heart.
I'm sorry.
Where's the level of respect?
We are a couple of psychopaths.
This is why I turn to Agnes in my times of need.
I know. We are not supportive.
You
bastards.
You are not supportive at all. I hope somebody penetrates your asshole.
And a pucks upon your family, too.
Tapes it up when they're done.
Exactly. With special tape.
And then all later all you'd hear is the hippo call.
The sound Pip Helix makes the first time she's penetrated. Yeah.
What's that? Hey!
Mr. Helix, tag that ass tonight. Things that will never be said after anal by Pip Helix.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.